mutations don't support evolution. This is Ken Ham, CEO of the Global Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Yesterday we learned that the rate at which mistakes pile up in our mitochondrial DNA contradicts evolutionary ideas. You see, if humans really have been around for hundreds of thousands of years, we'd expect to see major differences between people and hundreds of mutations, but we don't. Now, this is a big problem for evolutionary ideas. That's because mutations are supposedly the driving force for evolution, and yet they can't explain such a low number of mutations. In other words, the driving force for evolution doesn't match evolutionary predictions. But here's what it does support: a biblical timescale of just a few thousand years.
There's so much more to learn when you visit us at AnswersRadio.com. You'll find resources for your whole family when you go to our faith-building website, AnswersRadio.com.